Welcome to the or your Frenzer Foreman Animation Forum. Over here is Alan Foreman.
Right over here. Right over here is Joel Frenzer.
Joel Frenzer. And together we traverse the industry and outdustry of the animation horizon.
The understry.
The understry.
The overstry.
To bring you the scoop and the scope of the world's most powerful minds to ever magic frame by frame or life from death.
All right, well, I feel good about that. We're
Alan,
done? Are we done here?
Alan, how have you been?
I'm fine. I'm doing all right. You know what? I'm doing great today because it's a beautiful spring day in Brooklyn,
really
New York.
It is. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow. Spring in Brooklyn is the best. No, I'm good. I've been busy. Been working.
Yes.
I've been I'm wrapping up another piece for the fine folks over at TED Ed.
Mm. Now, does that stand for TED Editorial? TED
Education, I think.
Mm.
I don't really
Why
know.
Why don't they just call it TED Education?
I think you should write them a letter.
Who? Ted?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also working on some stuff with the band. The band is busy, man. The band is super busy.
The band that makes music for your ears.
Yeah, the 10-Minute Turns band.
Alan.
Yeah.
You are busy with that stuff.
Oh, my God.
You were telling me yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
An EP every month?
Every month this year.
That is...
5-song EP at least every month.
Unheard of, yep. But not because I just said it out loud.
And there'll also be some new music videos this year. And we're actually doing some arrangements for a string quartet. We're playing with a string quartet this month. And we're going to do an orchestral album.
And how many pieces in the orchestra?
Like I said, quartet, 4.
Do you want me to bring my triangle oboe?
Nope.
It's a combo. That would be 2.
Nope.
I have one instrument that has 4 parts to it.
I don't want to hear about it. How are you doing?
Man, orchestra. Alan, I am doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I just came off of a show of my work.
Oh, yeah.
Some ink drawings.
Right. Yeah. Very nice drawings, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Still for sale.
Yeah. Where can people go to buy them?
They can go to joelfrenzer@facebook.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
Everybody. Just see me after the show. I am also working on a longer-term piece, which is going to be experimental, animated, documentary, personation.
Really?
Of my friends and family.
Wow.
Not pixelation.
Are you going back to Nebraska to do filming for this?
I am going to be going to Olathe, Kansas this summer to do some.
All right.
Which is pretty much the same thing. But currently, big project I'm working on is... I am putting together my video application for the TV show Survivor.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Really?
I really am.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How's it going? I mean, are you a survival expert?
Well, I'm starting to practice some of the techniques I see on the show. And this...
Like what?
Well, a couple episodes ago, they did the...
That show is still on?
It's a great show. It's still on and it's all still right. strong.
Okay.
A couple episodes ago, they did the food eating immunity challenge.
I don't know what that is.
Where you eat kind of challenging foods of the region. So I've been practicing with giant boll weevils.
No, really?
Eating live giant boll weevils.
Come on.
And also,
I don't believe it.
Fermented monkey dung.
I don't believe it for a minute.
We have a great show today.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Artist, animator, friend,
actor
from animation,
actress, model,
friend from life,
lifelong
friend of acting. Leah Shore is going to be on our show today to talk about her latest work, possibly her late work or later as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out all about this in a moment. Computer, summon in Leah Shore to the scene. Here she is. She's materializing, looking radiant and bright like a supernova.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm groovy.
Are you enjoying this weather today?
No.
Why?
Ooh.
Wow.
I feel like there might be a darkness to you. Perhaps.
I like the rain.
Do you hug the shadows?
Yes.
Mm.
We frolic.
Mm. Frolicking in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are an animator.
Yeah.
A illustrator.
Sure.
Editor.
All right.
Fabricator.
Yeah, I can do that.
Makeup artist.
Yeah, I've done that. And lots of things. Yeah.
Wow.
Could Alan use more rouge?
Always.
Always.
That's right, Al.
One of my first jobs was cleaning hands on a set of a commercial where Rachel Weisz was a mermaid.
wow. And
I
now
might have seen her naked. Wait.
Her hands are green.
Cleaning hands.
Yeah, I had to clean the hands every shot.
What was wrong with them that they were getting dirty?
They were like shiny, you know?
Too shiny. What?
It was for like mousse, and the hand models had to hold the mousse and be like, this is the mousse.
You can put foundation on hands?
Yes. You can put foundation on anything.
Can you put foundation,
even foundation. On foundation? Yes.
Wow. It's like double structure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you.
Me.
Have a new film.
I do.
That has been out in hitting the circuits called The... Oh,
no,
sorry.
There's
old,
no the.
It's called Old no Man the. Old yeah. Man in the Sea.
Yes. I wrote that.
It's yeah, based
that's
on
fantastic.
It's based on the Hemingway novel.
Yes.
I am Hemingway.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't tell anyone.
A man's struggle to find yes. a fish to catch and bring back home.
Or a whale. I thought it was
prove.
A whale.
Was it a whale?
White whale?
I thought it was a boat.
It might be a boat. It's the human struggle to bring back the thing that is the goal of the challenge.
The foundation, we call it.
And if you don't bring back the foundation and you die in the process... Then life is meaningless. Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
All very valuable information for a survivor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, your film.
Yeah.
What is it
old
about?
Man.
Tell us
old
everything.
The real film?
Old Man.
Old Man.
Old Man.
Old Man.
Old Man. That sounds like it's a different film.
What is it? It's a telephone conversation between author Marlon Marinick and Charles Manson.
Huh.
Yeah.
But,
Have you heard of them? Him?
Chucky Man?
Charlie?
Yeah.
Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Right?
He was friends with them.
Was he the cute one?
Yeah.
No. He was the stabby one.
Oh!
He was the eye-staring one.
Yeah, the one who stared.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you acquire this interview material? Have you never been asked this question before?
No, I get asked it. But, like, people come up to me after, like... viewings. They don't like ask during the Q&A. I don't know why. It's a very
film?
Good question. Like, what? How?
That would be my first question during the Q&A.
I know. How did I come across it? I was at Sundance one year and I met a producer and he saw my film, my older film called Meat Waffle. And he was like, hey,
right now.
Hey, I know somebody that is friends with Charles Manson. You guys should totally make a film.
Now, is that
no,
something
is that
that's
exactly
happened to
happened?
You in life before?
No,
what
but I'm not
you?
Surprised. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do this.
Okay.
Well, let's do it.
You can't pinpoint why?
Why? I don't know. I like weird things, I guess. I oddities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passion of mine.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Is that... Well, you are wearing a Manson Forever t-shirt right now, which is...
Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Now, that... I've heard that some people are a little upset about the...
it's a controversial film. Well, people like... I don't know.
Some people feel that it's somehow giving him too much of a voice that he shouldn't have or somehow glorifying him.
I think people think that before they see the film.
Yes. No, I'm just wondering how people have brought that up with you
some people...
Do people like really have attitude about it?
People have come up to me and... So why the F did you make this? This is really? Effing horrible. F.
And they say F?
So many Fs.
That's so annoying.
It's like friends are forming.
Yeah.
Gosh.
After a while, it just becomes a string of
more Fs.
So many Fs.
No.
And yeah, I mean, I made the film. I tried not to judge him or, you know, and it was more of an art piece. So.
Has he seen this film?
He gave me his blessing. He has heard of me. I have not yet been named.
He knew that the film was being made.
Yeah.
But he hasn't seen it.
He has not. He probably will never see it.
Probably
although
never.
He sometimes smuggles in cellular telephones.
Ooh.
But I'm assuming they're like the shitty ones. Oh, can I say that?
You can say the S ones.
Okay.
The SE ones. Please.
Yeah.
So
you can say the SE, but you can't say shit, fuck, cunt, bitch, asshole. motherfucker, cocksucker.
Good song.
Dickwad.
And penis breath.
Right. You can't say any
and
of
poop.
Those words. No poop. Oh,
no, no poop. Poop. No.
So what you're saying is you could call him on the phone right now and he could be
call
part
him.
Of this interview.
I'd be like, hey, Charlie.
What's up,
Well, Chuck? they call him Old Man in prison. That's his name.
Why?
Because he's old. And a man.
Is he the oldest man there?
I don't know. He's like, I think he's about 73.
That's
right
pretty
now.
Old.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
It's old enough.
Yeah, in prison, definitely.
It's old enough to be called old man.
Old man. Hey.
What is the gist of the interview in your film?
Oh, gosh.
I don't, is there a
it's
gist
like,
of
it's
it?
It's like, I had hours and hours of audio, and I listened to it, and I edited it down to a 5-minute segment that made sense to me. And some of it doesn't make sense, but I mean, there's definitely like an arc to it, I think, audio-wise.
I have only seen the trailer for this.
Are you kidding me?
Wait.
I know.
I've seen
Why
it.
Why didn't you tell
me? I've seen
I
it like four or five
to you
times.
Before you
Alan,
came
you've
out.
Seen it four or five times?
Well, we've been in pretty much every festival
the
together.
Entire world.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I am wondering
Except
why...
Except I didn't get into South By.
Whatever.
I they am suck. Such no, they a... Don't. Sad sack.
Yeah.
Could you
what?
Use your makeup and make me into a sad clown?
No.
So, you were at South by Southwest Festival.
Yeah.
People in the great. Know call it South By.
Yeah, South By.
Are you in the know?
I am so the know.
You are the know?
Yeah, that's wow. what they call me.
The know?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird because there's no, in, I don't think there is an O in your name, but there's no N.
Yeah, yeah.
So where did they get the N from?
Where did they get the N from?
Northwest.
So what was it like, your experience at South By?
It was my third time there.
Third.
Third time there.
Yeah.
With a third film. Mm. And it's just amazing. I think everybody who's anyone who likes music or films or art in general should go to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like a big festival. Everyone... Who's anyone is there?
Did
the
you?
The entire city is, yeah. is a festival.
The entire world and... flocked to, the, yeah. To Austin.
Yeah.
Did you have Did people coming up to you, seeing your director's badge,
mm-hmm.
and trying to overly impress you and try
all the time.
To overly sex you?
Oh my God.
Because...
Where is this conversation going? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because you have the status as director.
Director. No. No, nobody really came up to me and was like, oh, you got a director badge. Who are you?
I was out South by Southwest in the year 2001.
Whoa. And was that just you and somebody else?
It was out of season. It was in the winter.
What?
And I was just going from bar to bar trying different types of
Was this really called Joel Visits
pickles.
Austin, Texas?
It was in a small wooden shack. They had a hand crank projector.
Yeah, I mean, it was South by Southwest of something. No, I was there in 2001, and that very thing happened on rooftop party decks
cool.
where people were trying to push resumes and headshots.
It's more
on
laid
me.
Back now, I think.
Okay.
And it was just like all the directors were hanging out with each other, like, oh, you're so cool. We should be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my film.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
What was the overall feeling from the crowds okay. to your film there?
It was awesome. It was an awesome feeling, actually. I think it was the best reaction I've gotten and the most support I've gotten from a film festival. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it going to lead to other things?
Lead to other things. Well, I certainly hope so. I don't know.
Funding for future projects.
Monies. That's what people
being
are obsessed
invited
with.
To speak
at
different places.
I, you know, I started doing that, actually. Yeah. Uh-huh. So. You know,
where have you been
yes.
speaking
so far? Here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, right now on this podcast,
at this very moment,
we're not paying you.
I mean, poop.
Watch your mouth.
I just spoke at Pratt.
Mm.
That was fun. Yeah, it's a slow thing.
Okay.
Not a lot.
You were.
I'd like more.
What's that?
I would like more.
Okay.
I like talking.
I'll set some things up for you.
I like, you know, like, oh, I'll give you my opinion.
They may not be paying gigs, but I can
know,
get you a crowd.
We can literally take one of these amplifiers,
mm-hmm.
go down
it.
To the sidewalk,
soapbox.
Plug a microphone in, and you can just go.
Put the soapbox on
rap.
Top of the amp.
Just talk.
Animators can rap.
Yeah.
Try it.
That's a new animation.
I don't believe you can. Do it.
Yo, Joel. What up?
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Off the cuff.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You'd
yeah.
win a rap battle.
I know.
So, some speaking, possible speaking engagements. Hopefully, maybe good publicity for funding for your next film.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you would like to get out of your exposure?
My exposure?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir, I'd like to direct more.
Mm-hmm. Direct what? Like, what Anything. Would you like to do?
and get paid for it. That would what? Be nice. Yeah. Huh. Direct.
Features.
Features. Shorts, that could be fun. Yeah.
Commercials. Mm-hmm.
Live action. I'm
live
into
action.
It. I like live action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Music videos.
I'm slowly getting into live action, actually. Really? Music videos. Yeah. I started working for MTV, actually.
When?
When?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Are you still?
Yeah. I actually, this is recent, like within the past few months. Yeah.
Are you working on that?
We'll see.
What do you think about that show? Super Awesome Torium. There's like some show
a show?
No, it's a dumb. Mm. I can't even remember the name of it right now. It's so dumb. Let's skip this.
The dumb show.
It's called Ridiculousness.
That sounds amazing.
That's a show on MTV. Yeah. Ridiculousness.
Yeah. That sounds ridiculous.
Ugh. That sounds like gag-inducing.
It's basically like three dudes watching videos of people crashing on bikes and skateboards.
So it's Jackass.
It. Yeah. Well, no, it's people watching people
So
fall.
It's like voyeur Jackass.
It's like they watch Jackass.
They watch a dude fall off a bike and like hit his balls on, and they're just like, oh my God, did you see that? That's hilarious. And that's the whole show.
Mm-hmm. So it's for 13-year-old boys.
Where do you go from here? What would you like to work on with your own work next? Do you have something in the works?
I just finished shooting my first live-action film since I've graduated college.
And where did you graduate college?
Oh, from RISD. Mm-hmm. Rhode Island School of Design.
Some people might think we only have RISD alumni
on
the show.
Yeah, I know. It seems like we have a lot. But that's only because there's so
We're
many
great.
Of us.
It's ridiculous.
And so you many of guys us. Are all in and around New York.
I know. Yeah, can't help it. Actually, Austin was like that. It was just like New York is visiting Austin, and everyone was from Brooklyn. It was fun.
Now, you've mentioned a lot of amazing things that you have accomplished and you have done.
There are things.
But there's something you have left off the table, which I need to discuss with you.
Uh-oh.
Several months ago, I was flipping through cable channel cables, and I stopped upon TV show Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Hidden camera show where elderly performers target young innocents.
I wasn't.
And there I saw one Leah Shore.
It's like the worst moment, too.
What is this all about?
What? I was like coming home from breaking up with a boyfriend, and I was like really sad. So I was shopping at Pearl.
Wait, you were shopping at Pearl for pearls?
Yeah, isn't
After
that what you do?
After breaking up with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That is the instead of eating chocolate, that's the new...
No, screw that. Chocolate?
2013 tactic.
Yeah. But, I was, like, actually walking home. I live in Park Slope, so I was in Park Slope, and, like, I didn't have any makeup on, and I looked really sad because I was crying a lot. Anyway.
Oh my God.
That's TMI. But anyway, so, like, I'm crossing the street, and there's this older lady, and she's talking obnoxiously on the phone. She's, like, right next to me, and she's like... Oh my God, I went to this party last... Because she sounds like that. I went
really
to this
does.
Party last night, and I totally had sex with that 23-year-old, and we didn't use protection. And I'm just like, I don't believe you, lady next to me. And I'm like, my fro is out, so I'm like slightly trying to hide my face from her. And she's like, we didn't use protection, and I hope I don't get pregnant. I'm just like, that's when I lose it. I'm just like, what? You're crazy that you're like 70.
Perfect.
You can't get pregnant. So I move my hair in front of my face because that will shield my reaction.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm crossing the street and this is happening. And all of a sudden I notice that there's this guy videotaping us in this trash can because that will conceal him.
What? He's standing in a trash can?
So they're filming me and they're like, hey, you were just part of this Betty White show. Can we, release this? And I'm like, sure, whatever. But like they edited it to make it look like I didn't know what was happening, but I did.
Oh man.
You got
I was pumped
they captured
a little bit.
The perfect
It was a good moment.
Expression.
That's awesome.
It was good.
Now, how are you going to get back at Betty White?
What?
Gosh. What's the revenge scenario
Golden
here?
Golden Girls. Yeah. Is she in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Should musical. We come... Golden Girls the musical?
Should we come That'll up with something good. Right
Let's
now?
Do that. I just came up. Okay, what do you have in mind?
Golden Girls the musical. What do you think? Huh?
That sounds like a good foundation.
I don't know. That's pretty rote.
Alan has a question for you. Go ahead, Alan. You've been raising your hand this entire time. Go for it.
I've been waiting here patiently.
I'm calling on you now.
Like a good boy. Like a very good boy. I was curious about the techniques in Old Man. Mm-hmm. You pretty much covered every form of animation known to me and Joel. In the course of how long is the film?
It's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of a pain in the ass was that?
It was
a pain. How long did it take to complete?
Took me. Sorry, go on.
And why did you choose to do that?
It took me 2 years to make the film from Sundance to now, and I was a starving artist the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And I was a bartender. Anyway. So I just, I wanted to devote my time to this film because I thought it was pretty important and I wanted to make it awesome. And I knew I wanted to do a bunch of techniques from like stop motion, 2D, and pixelation, humanation, and, all that. And the Pepsi Cola. And I wanted to do that because, the audio itself is pretty schizophrenic and I wanted to kind of convey that in the style. And also, I like just doing a bunch of different mediums and kind of wanted to show that to the world, that I like doing a bunch of stuff. And also, I was kind of getting annoyed at the industry because,
See, this is what I wanted to get at.
Well, no, this is another aspect. I'm telling you all the reasons. So, I graduated college and, you don't have your shit together then.
No.
But anyway, I was trying to get jobs and people were like, oh, you can't do this. And I was like, but I can. And so, part of doing all these mediums was also showing that to the people.
So, very clever.
Thank
Great
you.
Great film.
Okay,
plus
good.
Demo
you saw
reel.
It. What?
I saw the variety in the trailer.
It's all right.
So you get a double
better.
Bonus.
What?
You mean watching the rest of it?
Yeah.
I see
I
more.
I hear. There's so much what? More.
There's so much more. So much.
You said the audio was schizophrenic. Is that because
He is schizophrenic.
Okay.
And he stopped taking meds, though. Or refuses to take meds.
So that would do it.
Some of it is kind of incoherent.
Mm-hmm. Did that influence your choice of medium?
Yes. That's what I was telling you.
Is that what you just said?
That's what he just said.
That's what he just said.
Do you think that you would apply a similar variety of techniques to your next film? Is that something
I am, actually. But it's less schizophrenic.
Okay.
It's mostly, I would say, 95% live action with a tiny bit of animation. Mm. I'm starting a new thing. It's called ghost animation.
Ghost?
Is that where you animate ghosts or you let ghosts do the work for you?
Both.
Nice.
Is the animation see-through?
Yes, it is. It's just transparent. Mm. But I'm calling it ghost animation or like animation pops. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm being vague on purpose.
That is very
just
vague.
What a ghost would do.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to find out the answer in the future.
Yes.
What's the subject matter of the new film? Can you say?
It's a love comedy.
What?
Wow.
A love comedy.
That's
between
awesome.
Two people. And it's narrative. I don't normally make narratives. Or one could say I make narrative experimentals. Mm. But this is narrative, man.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly live action. Does this mean you're done with animation? You've done it all. You've done all that you want to do in animation. You're moving on. You're bored.
No way, man. I just like doing everything,
All right.
And live action is just another medium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's faster. Let's be real, guys.
It can be.
Listen,
faster.
I made this film in 12 hours. Okay,
what?
Which is like bam. Like in animation, it took me 2 years.
How
to
long
animate
is the,
5 minutes.
Is the live action piece?
It's gonna probably be like 3 minutes. Very short.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think
it's
there should
funny.
Be
funny? You will LOL.
I can't wait to LOL or possibly
R-O-F-L-O-P-T-P-S-Q-R-V-L.
Oh, that's weird. I always think of I always think of like Hook. Want to hear that?
Oh yeah,
the movie Hook.
I don't know.
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
Is it? Was it Rufio? What's his name? Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio. That's right. That's right. Oh my god.
Date rape drug.
That's right. He was named after it.
No.
So any advice that you would give to beginning animators or us?
Well, it really depends on these beginning animators and if they want to be independent filmmakers or if they want to work in the industry, because two separate advices.
Independent. Right?
Independent. I mean, just make your shit. Just keep making it. Like, don't get paid. Like, I didn't make any money, and it's because I was making a film, you know? You have to choose between money-making and filmmaking, unless your name is Don Hertzfeldt or Bill Plimpton.
And
industry.
Industry. I don't know. I'm just still figuring that out, actually.
Mm, yeah.
Probably just, you know, sell your soul to the devil.
Mm.
Or make something really commercial while you're in school.
Does that mean I've sold my soul?
Basically.
Shit.
Mm, Alan, I knew that a long
time ago. I knew something
felt...
Gave it away.
I knew something felt funny.
Yeah.
A little empty.
It felt a little Beelzebubby.
A little empty. A little. I'm a little empty inside.
Oh. Mustafa-like.
Mm. Wow.
And any advice for us?
You know, keep it up, guys. You guys are great.
Wow.
Love you.
That's
kind not of, advice.
It sounds really nice. Sincere, but the look...
Make more stuff, bitches.
Oh, okay. That's good. That could be on a t-shirt. Better.
Make more stuff, bitches.
Oh, yes,
bitches.
I want that.
Yeah. That should be on a sash, kind of like
sash?
A...
Sash? Who wears sashes?
Girl Scouts?
What even lame is?
No, beauty pageant winners.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They wear mad sashes, yo.
They do.
They're all sashed up.
Dude, sick sash.
Super sash.
Sashy.
Where?
Sorry.
Where can people go to check out all things Lea Shore?
All things Lea Shore.
Online.
LeaShore.com.
That is so...
Or Vimeo simple. Or YouTube. Mm. Or even, there's this new thing, Dailymotion. It's not so new.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They're
right.
Like the new YouTube Vimeo.
Weren't they the old
cool.
YouTube?
I don't know, man.
Dailymotion
they're
was
really
before
great.
YouTube.
Yeah. They're good people. And I believe in them.
Nice.
And also, if you go to LeaShore.com,
that is it.
Be sure to check out your Happy Holidays.
Which oh my god!
Animation.
I love the last one.
The last one. It's intimate, heartfelt.
It's maybe felted.
A little butt warming.
Yeah, I got into felting. It's fun.
Yeah.
Mm. A heartfelt, both material wise, feeling wise. That is a complete package.
That's what she said.
Lea Shore, everybody.
Hey, all right.
Computer!
Thank you.
Take her away softly into the ether. There she goes. Oh, my God. I hope she's okay.
I'm sure she'll be fine. Computer will take care of her.
Computer knows how to do things.
That's what he does.
I thought it was a she.
That's what she does.
I thought it was an it.
That's what it does.
I thought it was a computer.
That's what computer does.
Computer.
Oh.
Is computer more like a cat or a dog?
I'm going to say dog.
I'm going to say... dog.
All right. I'm glad we're in agreement. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel good about things.
Me too.
Information was given. Good information that was given.
I know.
Inspiring words were heard.
She's pretty epic.
Yeah. That Lea Shore is put together.
She
knows what she's doing. Good head on her shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, to find out more info on... what Alan and I might be doing, go to FFAFCAST.com.
FFCAST.com.
And in just 2 more weeks, another episode of the Friends Are Forming Animation Forum.
Who will our guest be?
Who, indeed,
record it?
Exactly. How long can we keep up this charade?
I don't know.
Well, tune in next week to see what will happen or what won't happen. But you can't see it. You only hear it.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Bye. Goodbye.